The music is working. Yeah. What's this? You want to know? Give me a link. Well, it's on YouTube. It's for the audio files. Guys, you guys with the stupid stuff, with the extra expensive stuff. Like, but you don't know until you went to a studio. Sadly. When you get there, it just, oh my god. Oh, holy cow. So you try to reproduce it at home, so you get these equipment. Like, I don't have an expensive one, but I do have like a 2 preamp. That's really good. And really good headphones. Good. Let me change the audio settings a little bit. A little mute. Okay, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks. Yeah, audiophiles. Audiophile channel. It's on YouTube. You can't go into the links. It's called the Natural Beat Records. And they have a whole bunch. I mean, yes, it's not the rock you want, but it's the music is maximum sound, maximum recorded sound specifically for your speakers, hi-fi, your hi-fi stuff. There's one, the deep bass. There's a deep bass sound has two. I think I heard a few. Just boom. But no, you got the whole different type of music. But pretty cool. You have just regular. I mean, you want to listen to this, that's fine. You have a regular, whatever, iPhone with it. You might hear it. You might not. You need audio file stuff. Man. That should be the new, that's gotta be the new stuff. Not meme, but it's gotta be something. The new style of 2022. Man. It's like voice your disapprove. Man. Disapprove. Uh-huh. Okay. Is the music still going? I have a volume really low. They bump it up. Okay. But I have to take my phone mic down a little bit because it's peaking. It's peaking too much. Is it? Yeah, it is. Is it? That's right. Okay. It's a little high. Try to take the brightness down a little bit. Maybe that'll work. Okay. Yeah. So audio file stuff. So the title today, what is it about? I must put about. Okay, why? Peanut butter and jelly, brought to you by RX100. I just switched back to my RX100, my scale cam, and video cam. It depends how you shoot. I shoot this with the not low ISO, always somewhere around 800. It's perfect. But when you do a low, trying to do like really like a good high res, there's artifact coming out of this camera. So it's kind of like, oh man. Come on, man. Yeah, well, you know, but this camera, I love this. I should have got the other one, but that's only like 35 millimeter. The RX, the most expensive one is like $2,000 or something. That's really nice, but it's like I need zoom. Because I have zoom lens, I want to take this out, go scouting for places first. Then the next day, I'll take the full equipment with me. You know, it's just this pocketable. I like it. It's like more social phone, but iPhone, yeah, I don't know. It's nice, but we squeeze down the images, so you're posting on Instagram and stuff. So it's crunched in, so of course it looks high res. But you blow up, it's artifact. The only ones do not have artifacts is the full frame or the, what's that thing? What was the other? Like the high res cameras, like the Fujifilm I got. It's like 20 something megapixels. Then went past 20, then it's like, okay. RX 100, they're interpolated megapixels. So I don't even know how much this doesn't say, does it say? Many megapixels is. I have to look it up. Let me see. Sony. Under the third edition. Why didn't I get a new one? I didn't like the new one. I tried it. No. I mean, it's nice. Combining a 20 is 20.1 megapixel, but it's interpolated pixels. Like part of it, I think it's a little bit lower than that. Effective. This is 21 effective, but I don't know. It's weird. It just it's like, yeah, it's got this noise. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's not bad for the purpose I'm using for. But everything else, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. No big deal. Boom. Sony X. I think it's Sony R10. I can't remember. Let me see. There's one. That's the one, like, everybody was like, oh, you gotta get that one. I was like, why? I don't need it. What do I do that for? Duh. Let me see. Compact lens. Camera lenses. Mirrorless. Oh, compact cameras. Okay, here we go. ZV-1 is not bad. That's for video. I heard it's not that bad. It's actually good. Let me see. Here we go. RX-1R. Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's the one you gotta get. That's like $3,000, man. Yo, man, it's $3,000. I don't want, but they said a lot of people I know have one of these and take pictures and just like, wow. But I was like, wait a second, this like, is he stuck with 35 millimeter? It's like, yeah, but you know, you bypass that. You're more engaging with it, your subject. It's like, yeah, but you can get an adapter for it. With the zoom, it's not the same. It does weird things, artifact. But overall, what you want to do with it depends. It's like, if you like to take like studio stuff, it's not that bad, but it's really meant for outdoorsy type of things. Like, oh, okay. So I never got it. We just like, now need a Zoom. Let me get a Zoom, please. Then I got it. RX 103. I think what's the latest one's 7. It's $1,400. I'm just wondering, like, what do they have more stuff in there? What's in there? Get to 4K video. Oh, like, yeah, right. 24 to 200 millimeters on this. Okay. But I seen that with the 200 millimeters extended out. I'm like, man, if I tap it somewhere, lens is gonna break. Like, I don't like that, man. I don't like that, man. I'm gonna do that man thing all day. Why? Because it's funny. And it's not bad. If you want the camera, it's not bad. I think it just goes Sony.com and there's a link from home or from something, products, imaging products. You can look it up. But RX100 is perfect. I like it. Small. A jacket and put my jacket and just walk around. Can walk around with a regular camera. And I have this thing I bought, attachment that if I wear a bag, the camera can sit up in front and attach, and I can record with a video on my chest. There's that. And I'll be right back. I need to go to the bathroom. Thank you. The picture about switch the camera, so I'm gonna use this camera for a while. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post all those little square pictures somewhere. NFT, I don't know if I want to do NFT with this. I don't know if I want to do NFT, period. Because industry is going some really, really odd place right now. And today's price is not bad this morning. And of course, my crypto ticker just shut off right now. No reason. Like, sucks. Yeah, BTC is back. Wait up, 22. Will it go back down? I don't know. Everything's up, pretty much. And surprising, Ether Classic. Well, I haven't seen Ether Classic for so long. So, I don't know. NFT, it's overrun. I think the idea was great to start with what originally 10 was, but then they got celebrities, big companies. Yeah, we could do that too. And totally ruined it. I thought it was for the small guys, but it's not. It's for money making, of course. Like, who want to buy a small guy stuff? We're going to, let's just get the celebs and make some extra money. We get lots of monies. And as for you people who started all this, yeah, screw you. You're not making money. So you're out. Just like YouTube. So everybody want to do this. The unboxing. Only like one person did very well, Lou. The rest is like, yeah, it's not bad. And then they all give up. Lou just kept going, right? Most famous, but he got famous because he broke the iPhone. So it just, and YouTube's like, this is what we want. Well, the people, this is what we want. The rest, you suck. And they're just out. But like, I try to explain it to the younger people. So when they say, I want to be a little psycho, I say, good luck. It's like, why are you talking like that? It's like, well, you and the rest of the world, millions of people like you, are doing the same exact thing. You gotta compete. So what do you got that is so different from everybody else? What do you got? No. How do you capture the way you talk, the way you present? Do you capture the audience? Keep them captivated. Do you or you don't? Then you have to ask yourself that question. You can test it, do it over time. But like, do your brain can process that and say, I need to change the way I do things, the way I speak, the way I put things together. And in all of it, it's still me. You know, it's tough. It's not that easy. It's like, I want to be a YouTube star. It's like, no. Just like the other day, I was driving. The chick, young girl, long blonde hair, in the Mustang convertible, was taking, you know, selfies in the car, driving. I'm like, whoa. Like, oh, okay. And later on, she just, no regard for other drivers, and just cut in and out of people. And to the next light, stopped, and I pulled. No, I just do normally while I drive, just take it easy. Then a part right next door and just all this effort. Make yourself to go this way. Is it worth it? You know what? Maybe for people or whoever, maybe she's doing TikTok. Maybe for them, the audience, say, yeah. But for the people around her car driving, they're like, oh, right? But did she captivate her audience? But she did it. Good job. You're driving? No, it sucks. No, you just don't do that stuff. Especially in a Mustang. You know, man, those things slip like crazy. They're like donut makers. Wrong pedal. Tree, curb, car, wall, people. Yeah, doesn't work that way. Okay, so anything else? I don't know. I read some stuff here and there. And this whole thing with the whatever the you fall, whatever. My thought was this: they want to defund the police, and this is the way you do it. You get a whole bunch of all the police in there, and tell them, "Wait, stand down." And film them. Well, meanwhile, people getting killed. Perfect way to do it. Yeah, that thing. But then, you know, it just. Then it's Texas. Like, there's a lot of police. I don't know what's happening. James Webb satellite, that's happening. I looked around the pictures and all that stuff. I was like, wow, interesting. Then I thought of something. I think I thought of this a long time ago, but I still believe it. You know how our Milky Way is, right? We're just a little dot on the Milky Way, our solar system. The Milky Way, I'm sure there are other stars that maybe there are other people live in there. So you got this, imagine a Milky Way with quadrillion, quadrillion, whatever, highest number, can imagine of people, intelligence, all having different lives, all having different making the choices we do, like today. But in the multiverse, the other multiverse version, maybe you said something else and it changed the history of it. So I'm thinking, well, now you see what this Milky Way here and there in this picture. I'll bet you maybe those are the choices. Those are the same Milky Way we are, except it was slightly different or was completely different. It was born a different way. It came in and shorted out. Or it could be totally the same, but different aspects. You know, there would be a similar to Earth. Exact the same thing, except everybody, instead of speaking English as international language because of the dollar, US dollar thing, we'd be speaking a different language, maybe Latin. They kept going. Maybe ancient Egyptian, we kept it going. Or maybe it's, I don't know, Asian, you know, Japanese, Mandarin, or Korean, who knows, or Russian, who knows. So here is Russia. Oh, how about Ukrainian? Speak Ukrainian. How about speak German? Imagine it was just slightly different, but everything's still the same. and it's out there in this Milky Way. And if we have the means, we can travel there to that place. And we find out it's the multiverse. This is multiverse. Then it kind of makes sense. Wait a second. If the universe happened all at the same time, that means the probability, whatever, is happening at the same time. So if there's no time in the universe, that means each one of those Milky Ways are copycat of the other one. Just slightly different. So I had that thought in my head, like, oh my God. So the whole thing with multiverse works. They say, we can't see it, but I think we can. We see it. Maybe that's what it is. Then it'll change everything about astronomy. I'll be like, whoa, wait a second. But it's pretty cool. That's the images. I wish there were more. I'm guessing it's taking a long time too. That's what they say, but I think there are more stuff they don't want put out. You know, there are things out there unexplained. I've seen them here, but I've seen them out there. So what is that? You know, how do you explain this? It's like, no, it's not. They can't. Because if they do, they would totally change everything about themselves and they get fired. It's like, we don't need you anymore. You're obsolete. So your science is too old. Makes no sense. But then, if you look at all these little things, connect together, it always goes to money and power. Money and power, money and power. Self-serving on someone on top. I say this, it's this, and I make the money. And all you young ones in the company, you suck. You get a minimum wage. No, it's exactly like that. But then like everything we live, the way our society is, it's like that. It's not. But now one thing, like with but cryptos and NFT, that's what I thought they were gonna do, to give that choice of the people who make the money up there to the ordinary people. Give them that choice. Now that you can come up, right? You don't have to be down there anymore. You could be okay. 10 food innovation to reduce carbon impact on diets. Why do you need to take the carbon thing out of your diets? Why? Lab grown meat. Oh, I'm looking at this. Is dizzying. I'm just like, air meat. What's air meat? Fake food. Soylent. Green. People. What is this? It's like an egg without a chicken. You know, like, you know, they're trying to get rid of carbon. You know, everything's made of carbon. Including this mic. It's all carbon. Like you're made of carbon. It's like you want to be carbon neutral. That means get rid of humans and animals and plants. Make this planet desolate. It's like, you sure you want that? You sure you don't want one of your one of your TV shows. You sure you don't want that? You sure you don't want your iPhone? Are you sure about that? Oh, we can get rid of cows, but you're sure. One day you're going to crave for White Castle. Like, oh, Miss Harold and Kumar. Like, it's, oh boy. I didn't think about it. It's just, it doesn't make sense. But no one's, it's like Alex Jones is trendy. It's trendy not to be, carbon neutral, less carbon impact. No. Okay, it's trending. What happens when you go to the bathroom? What comes out? So carbon. A lot of carbon. Leave everything alone. He will take care of himself. That is it. Just, you want to build a house? Go build a house. Build a nice house. You want to demolish a house? Go demolish a house. You want to live in a container? Go ahead. You want to live in those mansions? Yeah, you can go ahead too. It's just, you know, it's personal preference. What do you want? I don't mind container house, but I definitely need like two or three. Maybe four containers together. So it'd be like a small house. At that point, I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll just get a prefab house. Forget about containers. Prefab house that you can unpack it. It's a house and you can pull out stuff all together, all that. Then we need to move and we'll come back together in a little package that can be shipped. I would like that. Instead of driving around, of course, with a sleeping fan, but I like to have a house that I can move. So I don't like this location anymore. I want to live over there. You buy the land over there. Like, yeah, put this over there. One of that, I will definitely like to have a cafe that's made of prefab cafe. Just pop it on. Yeah. Come and have some coffee. And hear me talk about nonsense all day. Yeah, you love that, don't you? You want that. You want that and I want it. Do that. I want to do that. Do that. What's the do that? Some people listening to this probably go, "Ree!" I was trying to do that this morning. How would it sound like? "Ree! Ree!" How do you do "ree"? Yeah, let's go through. Let me see. Uncrate, what they got? They got two. They got a nice Porsche 718. Yeah. Apocalypse Juggernaut truck. Like, what I need that for? When a pop comes, nothing works. Better off with just Doom Buggy or something. Of course, everybody's talking about the Hyundai Envision 74. That looks like DeLorean and Toyota Corolla, like the 70s. Nice car, nice design. Hope they make it. Might be a one-off, but hope they make it. So there's another Porsche book with the, I think it's 365 550 Spider, but I'm not gonna get that one. I like the concept book. That's very nice. Porsche has been making a lot of books and they're expensive. This one's $180. But the thing is that your format is so small that the spread, well, to make a bigger book, so you won't have the spread. Spread is kind of cool in some ways, but just, I don't know. Maybe we're so used to see everything on the flat screen, and we go back to books, it's just like, oh. But then people who like books, it's like, oh, I love this. I like this, the center page spreads. It's like, okay. Anything else? I don't know. Well, Zero Hedge. Yeah, I'm going through the website like usually do on Wednesdays. Today I have something, but just like, I don't know. Maybe I went to the bathroom and lost it. With the carbon export from me. Yeah, whoops. Well, the idea just went down the drain. Okay. So my phone, I got it working. I got the GPS working, finally. And it was just one simple thing you had to do. It's click it on. It's like, oh. Like, oh, why? I thought it does automatically. I was like, no, you got to kick it on manually. Like, oh. Spend like half a day trying to figure out why this thing is not working. Even updated software with Google apps, then I erased it and put original about it. Okay, all that stuff. But now it's okay. It works. And I'm really happy. Get to test it. I'll get a few after this podcast. I have to go somewhere. Get to test the whole GPS system. I like it. It's open. It's the Osmond. They call it open source map. It's good. It does a really good job with a lot of things. For a lot of little things. Zelensky, fire. You're out. Zelensky, fire top security. I don't know. There's something weird about that guy. I've seen some weird stuff coming out too. Why are these people in jail? Why are they in jail? Why? Then you can realize that who's really on top of everything, and they say no, leave it. And you're opposed. I'm in your pose. Of course, Paige goes nude, half nude. Of course. How many people? There must be a lot of guys who loves Paige so much. Reading your post, they're just like, oh, candy. That's nuts. Now, yesterday, I didn't want to go. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to watch anything. I went up listening to music, and I found this channel where we're listening from, which is a Natural Beat record. Natural Beat Records. I just read books. I went through all my camera book, one of my camera book. Because somebody was asking me something, and I got the reference of it. Then I was like, oh, it's a Leica M4. It's like, oh, what you said, it looks like a replica of M4 because it's missing parts. So I did that. Went through all the camera stuff. It's like, oh. Then I realized, of course, my RX100. I was like, no. RX100 is being sitting there, lonely, needs to do something. So I switch. I love Fuji. I love my Fuji film, but just I need the other camera. Needs love too. So I gotta bring it out. Anything else? I don't know. Where are we? 45 minutes in. Well, I cheated because I had to go to the bathroom. Cheat. Steve Bennett contempt trial. Whatever. Porsche global delivery fell 5%. No, that's all right. Those crazy kids can't have a Porsche now. Now why? Because well, the BTC went down. And everybody's like, oh, no, we're not going to do nothing. And all of a sudden, all the mining people like, well, we're going to sell our video cards. We're saving them for. So like, we're just going to sell them. Sell them cheap. There's no demand for them anymore. So it's super cheap. Now I'm thinking like, oh man, crap. Man, I should have waited. Come on, man. I should have waited maybe a month before I got my Founders Edition. To bump it up to 3090. The issue with the 3090 is that it might not fit. But in this case, the second is heat. I think it generates so much heat from what my friend says. I don't know. You need a bigger case for that. We need to have an open case. Then it will work. Like, I don't know. So, when would the 3070? Because I think it's got heat, but it's not that much, just enough. And then I did not go with the Core i9 either. i9 is heat too. Just i7, it's a little better than i5. Just like, it's not bad right there. And oh yeah, yesterday, look through my the motherboard I killed. I found out there was a resistor, like a PCB resistor, got knocked out by one of my wrenches. Trying to tighten the, it's like my hand cannot get in there. But I did a stupid thing. What you could have done with the CPU post is you can screw it. The top part of it on that, then screw it down, then back it out. So you don't have to use any wrench or anything. So that was it. I think I can fix it because I went to Amazon and found it. I found the resistor components, diodes and transistors, a whole bunch of stuff. There's a kit. It's like $60. Has all the kits. Everything in there. I'm like, oh, I can use this. I can just rebuild it and it'll be okay. Get a test. Get a few tests. See how the temperature goes. See how the power goes. Yeah, I think that was it. Just that one little piece. It could be desoldered and put it back. So. I don't know what else. What else is there? Can't think of anything right now. Except, have a wonderful day of July 18th, 2022. Have a beautiful Monday. Lazy. You want to be a lazy Monday. Just like the way I talk, lazy Monday. It's a mundane Monday. Like the lady of Office Space. Have you seen the movie? Looks like somebody has a case of Mondays. Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know. know the reason? I'm looking at it. This weekend went out to get that Coke with the whiskey. So it is Jack Daniel's. So now why I think it's Southern Comfort? Like Southern Comfort, you mix it with lime and soda, like club soda. Why would I think Coke would fit and Sprite would be okay? 7-Up would be okay. Yeah, so I got those. So I drink one or two yesterday. I'm just like, chill. It's okay. It's not bad. So I need to flush out that taste in my mouth. Let me get a beer. So I had a Stella Artois. And what happens? This is what happens. The day after, I'm just like, hey, yeah, chill, man, chill. Like some people who take a hit from bong or from something, from some spliff, and they just, yeah, chill. This is like me. I found out just all I need is that one beer or something the day before. Next to him, yeah. Like Lumberg for Office Space. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. So anyway, have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.